Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Junglist Ableton Live 12FX chain for rewind-worthy drops, the kind of drop that feels like a classic jungle reload moment. Drums slam in, the bass answers, the energy jumps, and suddenly everybody wants that section back again. This is for old-school jungle vibes, classic rolling DNB, darker edit style drops, and modern breakdown to drop transitions. We're not chasing a polished pop build here. We're making a high-impact edit section that creates anticipation, tension, and that sudden whoa moment when the drop lands. The big idea is simple. In jungle and DNB, the magic comes from contrast. A stripped intro, a tense edit, then a full release. So we're going to use Ableton Live 12 stock tools to build a clean, but aggressive 8-bar drop edit with drums, bass, atmosphere, automation, and a drop bus effects chain that adds grit without wrecking the low end. Think of this as arranging energy, not just stacking effects. Every move should do one of three jobs: increase tension, sharpen the impact, or make the groove feel more human. Start an arrangement view, and set up a simple 8-bar section at your main drop point. Keep the track layout easy to read. You want a drum break track, maybe a kick and snare reinforcement track if needed, a bass track, and an FX track for risers, reverses, and impacts. For the first 2 bars, keep things filtered and teasing. This is your tension zone. The listener should feel like the drop is coming, but not get the full answer yet. In bars 3 and 4, let the break open up a little more so the groove starts to reveal itself. By bars 5 and 6, the bass and drums should hit with more weight. Then bars 7 and 8 are where you add a fill, a stop, or little reload style switch up. Now let's build the drum foundation. Drop in a classic break, or any loop with strong mid-range transients. If you want that proper jungle chop feel, you can slice the break to a new MIDI track and edit it in simpler slice mode. That gives you a quick way to rearrange hits and create those chopped, restless drum patterns that scream jungle energy. On the break, start simple. Use EQ8 to shave off some low end, below around 100 to 150 Hz if the break is fighting the sub. That low area needs space. Then add drum bus for punch and glue. Keep the drive moderate, somewhere around 5 to 15%. And use a little transient shaping if the break needs more snap. If the break feels too clean, a touch of crunch can help, but don't overdo it. The goal is still groove and clarity. If your break feels too thin, you can duplicate it and layer a second break with a different character. One layer can handle the transients, and the other can add texture or shuffle. That clean plus dirty balance is a classic move. It keeps the drums alive without turning them into mush. Next, build the bass. For beginner jungle and DNB editing, keep the bass simple but strong. A good starting point is a sine sub from Operator, plus a mid-bass layer from Waveedable or Analog if you want to restyle edge. Split the bass idea into two parts, a clean mono sub and a more characterful mid layer. Leave the sub alone as much as possible. Seriously, that foundation should stay stable and centered. If you want more presence on smaller speakers, use gentle saturation instead of adding more layers. For the mid layer, low pass it to keep it sitting behind the break. Then add saturator with a few decibels of drive for harmonic weight. If you want movement, use auto filter with subtle motion, but keep it controlled. The bass should answer the drums, not constantly fight them. A good jungle bassline has phrasing. It does not need to play non-stop. Try call and response. Let the bass hit, then let the drums speak. Leave a gap, then answer again. Those little spaces are what make the groove bounce, and what make the drop feel like it has attitude. Now we'll build the FX chain. Group your drop elements or create a dedicated FX return track, so you can process the transition energy in one place. A strong beginner FX chain is auto filter, echo, reverb, utility, and then maybe saturator or drum bus if you want a bit of dirt. Auto filter is your tension tool. Automate a low pass sweep from around 200 Hz up toward open as the drop approaches. Echo can give you a dubby tail or a short pre-drop throw. Reverb should stay controlled, small to medium size, and mostly on the FX return rather than the sub. Utility helps keep the low end centered and lets you manage width. If you want a little extra edge on the FX itself, add saturator or drum bus lightly. The key rule here is to not drown the drop in reverb. In jungle, too much wash kills the punch. The FX should support the impact, not blur it. Automation is where the rewind feeling really starts to happen. Over the last 1 or 2 bars, before the drop, automate the filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, echo feedback, track volume, or utility gain. Start with the drums filtered and slightly quieter, then open the filter over 1 bar. Push the reverb a little on the final snare or fill, and then cut everything hard right before the drop lands. That sudden removal creates a pull that feels massive when the beat returns. A classic jungle trick is to put a snare fill or break a roll in the final bar, then remove the kick for a beat or half beat before the drop. That tiny air gap before the downbeat makes the landing hit way harder. In DNB, impact timing is everything. The less you say right before the drop, the louder the drop feels. Now shape the whole drop bus with controlled glue. If your mix is already under control, you can group drums and bass into a drop bus. But for beginners, it's often safer to keep the sub separate and process the mid-range elements more heavily. A nice beginner chain here is glue compressor, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and utility. Keep the glue compressor subtle. You only want about 1 to 2 decibels of gain reduction max. Use EQ8 for any harshness around 2 to 5 kHz if needed. Add only a little saturation, maybe 1 to 3 decibels. And use utility to keep the bass-centered elements mono. The goal is glue, not crushing everything. If the drop feels too flat, try parallel style control. Duplicate the drum group, distort the duplicate lightly, and blend it in quietly under the clean drums. That gives you weight without losing transient clarity. For the last two bars, add a small switch up. This is what makes the edit memorable. It can be as simple as muting the sub for half a bar, swapping the last snare for a fill, reversing a crash, dropping in a short vocal chop or dubstab, or changing the bass rhythm for one bar only. You do not need a huge musical twist. One smart interruption is enough. For example, in bar 7, strip the bass down to just the sub. In bar 8, let the break stutter and the FX rise. Then on the drop, bring back the full break and bass together. That contrast creates an event, not just a loop. Before you finish, check the low end and mono compatibility. Jungle and DNB live or die by the relationship between kick, snare, break, and sub. Use utility on the bass to check mono. Use EQ8 to remove any unnecessary low rumble from the breaks. And if you want a visual check, Spectrum can help. The checklist is straightforward. The sub should stay centered and solid. The break should not fight the sub below about 100 to 150 Hz. The mid bass can move a bit, but the sub should not widen, and the snare should cut through clearly without sounding harsh. If the mix feels messy, simplify before adding more effects. In DNB, clarity creates power. Once the section is working, consider resampling it. This is a huge part of the jungle mindset. Record the last one or two bars of the transition to a new audio track, then chop it up, reverse one hit, shorten a fill, or create a stutter. Resampling helps you commit to a sound and turn a good moment into something even more playable. A lot of classic jungle energy comes from re-editing material into something sharper and more surprising. Let's quickly recap the core approach. Build your drop as an 8-bar edit with tension, release, and one switch up. Use Ableton stock devices like auto filter, drum bus, saturator, echo, glue compressor, utility, and EQ8. Keep the sub centered, keep the break punchy, and keep the FX controlled. Automate the pre-drop so the impact feels bigger. Use space, contrast, and re-editing to create that rewind-worthy junglist vibe. Here's your quick practice challenge. Choose one break and one sub or re-space. Build an 8-bar section. Automate an auto filter from filter to open over two bars. Add a little drum bus or saturator to the break. Make the bass answer the drums with space between notes. Add a snare fill or break roll in the final bar and put in one reverse crash or FX hit before the drop. Then check mono on the sub and listen back once without staring at the screen. If you can listen back and imagine a DJ wanting to rewind that section, you nailed it.